So I'm Shannon, grateful believer in Jesus, and right now I'm struggling with some sugar addictions. Hi, it's good to be here. My mother and father met in Germany where she was born. He was stationed there with the army in a little city called Ulm. They fell in love, got married, and moved to the States. I was born shortly after that in Los Angeles, California, when my mom was 19 years old. My mom and I moved back to Germany when I was 2 years old, following my parents' divorce, to be near family, mainly my grandparents. Since my mom had me at such a young age, she relied on my grandparents for support. I was mostly raised by them and only saw her on the weekends. My mom and dad tried to work things out after the divorce. My dad was living back in the States and returned to Germany a few times to visit. One of the most vivid memories I have of my dad during his stay with us is when I was about 3 years old. There was something different about the way he was looking at me as he was standing in the doorway to our apartment saying goodbye. He was leaving me behind to go back to the States for good. And it was going to be a long time before I would see my father again. My grandmother, or Oma, as I call her, showered me with love and took care of me. My grandfather, on the other hand, was a very strict, dominating man, and I lived in fear of him. I liked living with my grandparents, but really longed to be with my mom and really missed her when I wasn't with her. My weekends with her were spent being the tag-along at hangouts and parties. I don't have many good memories of those days, which mostly consisted of feelings of loneliness, fear, and rejection. My mom eventually remarried a man from Ohio that she met while he was stationed in Germany. Compared to all the other men she was with before, this guy was pretty decent. Soon after that, my new stepfather received orders to go back to the States to be stationed in Georgia. So when I was 13 years old, we moved back to the States. I hated having to leave my life, home, family, and friends, and rebelled accordingly. The move to the States was a very difficult transition for me, not knowing the language or the culture. I learned some English in German schools, but it didn't compare to actually living and growing up here. I was bullied because I didn't know how to stand up for myself, and not knowing the language made it even more difficult to fit in and make friends. Again, I struggled with loneliness, fear, and rejection. We stayed in Georgia for about a year, and then moved to North Carolina. I met my best friend there, started getting into trouble. I was skipping classes and started experimenting with drugs. I felt like I was finally fitting in. I didn't get along with my mom or my stepdad, and soon met my boyfriend. I moved in with him and dropped out of high school at age 16. I spent 3 years with him doing drugs, drinking, and partying. We got engaged, and when I was 19 years old, I found out that I was pregnant. I hate to admit it, but this was an abusive relationship. After I told him that I was pregnant, the abuse got even worse. I felt like I had done something wrong and was very confused by his behavior. I had no one to talk to and felt alone and scared. Abortion had never even crossed my mind until the day he told me that he thought I should have an abortion. His mom supported his decision. I felt hurt and betrayed by her and the situation, especially since I had grown close to her over the years. They even went as far as threatening to take the baby away from me should I choose to have it. I was young and naive, and the thought of going to my mom never even occurred to me. At that time, my life revolved around my boyfriend and his family, so I agreed to the abortion. I wanted everything back to normal. I just wanted him to love me again. Shortly after this, he decided to betray me with my best friend, and the relationship came to an end. This was a very painful part of my life. My trust in men and women was broken, and my heart felt like it was shattered into 1,000 pieces. I reached out to my father in Oregon during this time, but didn't get the response I was hoping for. I was looking for love and understanding, but got neither. He sent me some money instead, which just left me feeling confused. I ended up moving back in with my mom and stepdad and was trying to put my life in order. I started attending college, and we eventually moved to Ohio to be closer to my stepdad's family. This time, I didn't mind the move so much. I was ready for a fresh start. I continued attending college in Ohio while working and partying on the weekends. Things were good. I had friends and a few decent boyfriends. The relationships with my boyfriends were superficial, based on sex, and didn't last long. I didn't know how to connect with men on a deeper level and got uncomfortable whenever marriage was brought up. After a while, I fell into a depression for various reasons. I was having financial difficulties and blamed my dad for not supporting me through school. I was angry and started using food as a source for comfort. My biological dad eventually reached out to me and wanted to reconnect. He wanted me to come move to Oregon and even offered to fly out to Ohio to help me move. I wanted to get to know my dad and be close to the ocean. So in 2003, at the age of 28, I sold all my stuff, quit my job, and moved to the Great Northwest. Things seemed to be going pretty well, although I was still dabbling with some drugs, partying, and getting involved in relationships with the wrong men. These relationships left me feeling empty and ashamed. I started having panic attacks, thinking about my future, and couldn't stop thinking about my past, particularly my ex. I felt hopeless and lost. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." God came to my rescue. I didn't believe in God, but started questioning and thinking about a higher power. I was raised Catholic by my grandmother in Germany, but was never introduced to Jesus. I didn't know that God desires to be in an intimate relationship with us. I gave my life to Jesus on a mission trip that I went to in Moss Point, Mississippi. It was 2007, and I was 32 years old. I went on this trip wanting to help out with building and restoring houses from the devastation that Hurricane Katrina had caused 2 years earlier. This trip was by divine appointment and changed my life. I held my first Bible in Mississippi and felt moved by the Holy Spirit to pray and talk to some people that I was there with. I felt loved, cared for, and seen. I accepted Jesus into my heart while praying with someone there. Something felt different. I wasn't alone anymore. Once back in Portland, I got connected to Rolling Hills Community Church. I was on fire for Jesus and wanted to know more about my Savior and this whole new world that was opening up before me. I started attending Sunday services, volunteered with the children's ministry, and signed up for a new believer's Bible study. It was there that I met the woman who would become my spiritual mentor. I joined her community group and started walking with Jesus. She was the one that confirmed that I was now a new believer by going through a little booklet with me called "Would You Like to Know God Personally?" It helped me understand what God did for me, that he died on the cross for my sins, and that I was forgiven. I also felt that it was time to talk to my dad on a deeper level. I had so much anger towards him and was very anxious about approaching him. We went to the zoo and had a really nice chat. I forgave him that day. Matthew 6:14, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." One of the first things God did was lead me to go through a post-abortion Bible study called HEART, which stands for Healing Encouragement for Abortion-Related Trauma. This group is offered through a ministry called First Image and was the hardest thing I ever had to do. I was heartbroken about my abortion so many years ago, but God set me free of the guilt and shame that I was carrying around with me. He also gave me a vision of my son in heaven while writing a letter to him. He was a young adult, maybe 19 or 20, with brown wavy hair, dimples, and a sweet smile. He looked absolutely radiant. I named him Jonathan Michael. I believe that Jonathan is in heaven, that God is watching over him, and that one day I will get to see him. My prayer for anyone that has lost a child through abortion is that you will know how much God loves you, that you are forgiven, and that there is hope and healing for you. I came to celebrate recovery some years later because I was struggling in my relationships, had trust issues, and was still in pain over what my ex-fiancé and best friend did to me. It's true what they say here at CR, time does not heal all wounds. I didn't want to live in my past anymore and wanted to pursue healthy relationships with men and women. Principle 5 says to voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life and humbly ask him to remove my character defects. I've had to work on a lot of forgiveness in my relationships. Forgiveness is defined as to grant pardon for something or someone, remit a debt, and my favorite, cease to resent. The resentments I had towards those who hurt me made me angry and want to isolate myself. I also struggled with perfectionism and codependency with my mother. By working through step studies and coming on Wednesday nights, God helped me to accept and love who I am. I've learned that I don't have to be perfect or have it all together. The friendships I've developed here at Celebrate Recovery, especially in my first step study, have been such a blessing. The bond that was created between some of us is still going strong after many years, and I'm very grateful to this ministry and what God is doing here. God has restored my relationship with my mom, and just recently I've had the privilege to talk to her about Jesus on a deeper level. God is good. God's also brought a wonderful man into my life that I've been married to since 2016. Things aren't always easy, but he compliments me perfectly, and I'm very grateful for him. Walking with Jesus doesn't mean that I'm perfect or that my life is perfect. I still struggle with fear and often think about the sin I never had, but Jesus is my hope and I am no longer alone. Psalm 43:5. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Thanks.